Welcome to those who are joining with us for the Lenten prayer service on March the 8th, live on Sunday evening, or if you're joining with us by the recording later in the week. I'm Reverend Richard Boley, and it is my pleasure to be able to create this space with you as we make this journey through Lent. As we begin, I invite you, if you have one around, to light a candle, and as you do, I invite you to hear these words of prayer. We light this candle and give thanks to you, O God, for its light, its warmth, its constant reminder of your holy presence among us. As darkness pushes into our lives, we pray that your love light pushes back. Shine in this time, that we might discern our way through your word. And into your call for us. This we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We begin with our first reading from Psalm 34, verses 11 to 14. I will read the whole thing, but I invite you to join with me in the bolded parts as they are up on the screen. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and covets many days to enjoy good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Let us reflect on these words for a moment. As we have heard from the psalm, let us turn now that we might come together in confession before God, opening up to God and offering those times where we have stumbled, where we have failed to answer God's call more fully. I invite you to join with me as we offer this prayer of confession. O God, we confess that we often come to your light reluctantly, afraid of what might be revealed when we enter into your presence. In our reluctance, we often miss opportunities for your grace to shine on us and through us to shine on others. Shine on us that we might be healed. Forgive us that we might find new life in you. Amen. Hear the assurance of God's love in these words. The night might be long, but God's love is endless. As dark as it might seem, God's light shines through. We are a forgiven and embraced people. We turn now to the Gospel of Mark. They were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. He took the 12 aside again and began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him, and after 3 days he will rise again." James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I was baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on his way. Let us take a moment to reflect on these holy words and the ways in which Jesus walks into our lives.
Thank you.
As we have come before God, ready to share those things that are broken within us, let us open our hearts to God. And even as we lift our prayers and our burdens, let us make room in our hearts for the one who calls us, who heals us, who sends us out. Let us pray. You, O Christ, see our gifts. You see our greatness, but you also see the things that make us weak. Altogether, you continue to call us, broken though we might be. You continue to make your presence in our lives known to us. We feel you, O God. We see you, O Christ. We hear you, O Holy Spirit. You weave your way into our lives and call for us to share who we are with those around us. You invite us to be part of the building up of your kingdom. Continue to reach out to us, to hold us, and to call us on. Give us the courage that we need to follow you more closely without seeking greatness for our own name. Even as we give thanks for your holy presence in our lives, we come before you with concern for the world and for the people with whom we share it. Sickness and conflict seem to be rampant things, and often we do not know how to respond. In this way, fear finds its way into our hearts, and we shy away from the places that you would have us go, the places that you have called us to. Help us to know that you are right there with us as we journey, whether we are experiencing days of bright light or nights of deepest darkness. We also pray for our kindred in this world, who walk hard roads of illness. Some lead to recovery while others lead to your embrace. Both of these roads are difficult in their own way. And so we pray, O God, that you bring time of relief in the midst of so much strife, and guide us to those people who need our support, who need someone to walk this road with them. Give us the strength that we need to give strength to others. We also pray for this world and give thanks for the turning of the seasons. In the turning of those seasons, we see our life in you as we move from life to death and into new life. Give us the patience that we need and the eyes to see your new life springing forth from the earth. Lastly, we come to you with the prayers that wait in our hearts. These prayers long to find voice but struggle to find word. Hear them in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your people, O God. Prayers spoken and unspoken before you, and so we bring them together in the words that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I invite us, as we put out any candles that we may have lit, to offer this prayer of guidance together. This candle goes out, but our hope endures. Walk with us, we pray, O Shepherd of our hearts. Guide us to one another. Guide us to you. Guide us on a path bathed in your light. Amen. And as you go, go with the love of God in your hearts, the peace of Christ in your hands, and the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs to share the good news that you have heard this day. Amen.